So here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Miller, but he's not really here. See, I'm on Long Island. He's in Santa Barbara. You can see me, but Miller's on the phone. He's camera shy. He's in his jammies, I understand. Miller, how you been? I haven't talked to you in a while. You okay?
I'm good, Billy. How's, what's happening in your life?
What? You're,
I haven't talked to you in a little while, except off the air, so...
Yeah, we had to reorganize a little bit, but now we're rocking as always, and we have a lot of interesting things down the lane.
I want to talk to you about Stuart Varney real quickly this morning. Stuart said to say hi to you. It was on.
I hear from the Fox people all the time. The rank and file are very nice. Now let's talk about Kathy Griffin. She's a comedian. Do you know her at all?
I met her once years ago. I think, she overstepped the boundaries. She seems to realize that. I take people's apologies for the most part at face value, and she seemed contrite about it. She's made a gaffe. I think it's a bigger proof, though, of how mad they've kind of been driven on that side. It's gone from irksome to unhinged. I think at some point she probably will look back and say, my God, I did... In a world that we live, where ISIS is holding up the head of the infidels, who was that guy, Daniel? Remember the journalist and people like that? And,
Daniel Pearl.
Daniel Pearl.
Very good. Very good thought. Yeah.
To think that I would, in some way, subliminally recreate that, I think it's time for self-evaluation at that point. I don't care about people's politics to a large degree. Because people just differ. I go into movies that I like that people hate and vice versa. I view politics like movies. Everybody has their own take on it. But I do think when you're recreating that Pearl moment, you've let it creep too far into your kitchen. And it's time to sit down and figure your life out a little. I think she might be thinking that.
You and I are in a like mind here. I don't know if she's sincere. You can't read into people's minds. And certainly she knew what she was doing as a video before that thing was released, proves. So, but I wrote
but
a
Billy,
column, as I mentioned to the folks.
That's the dangerous thing about the echo chamber. You know that.
And that's what the column's about. I want you to go to the Hill and read the column. It's on BillO'Reilly.com as well, posted. But you're right. I mean, it's a buildup of anything goes to Trump and this and that. Now, on the president, he's not real wild about the global warming thing. The people who hate him now going to hate him more. Does that matter to you at all?
Well, you know, Bill, I listen, one of my main gurus in life, and I know people always, you know, they act like when you defer to somebody, but intellectually, I always found Michael Crichton to be a particularly incisive intellect. And he, if you ever read his State of Fear or the Cliff Notes in his State of Fear or watch any of his environmental speeches, he believed in global warming and said he did not believe that man played a large part in it. I'm of that ilk. I don't sit here and chortle at people. I know there are people who believe in it, but I'll tell you a little story, Billy, and this stuck in my head, and people say, how that's so simplistic and apocryphal. How can you have that stick in your head? But I remember years ago, I was doing an HBO special in Vegas, at the place that we ended up playing, and indeed, I think we're there in December at the Caesars, right? So I'm in that Coliseum,
right.
And I get a call. I charter a small jet from Santa Barbara over to Vegas because I don't want to go into Los Angeles and fly. It takes like 6 hours, so it's 50 minutes. I charter a jet, and I get a call from the pilot, and he says, what time would you like to arrive? I have to apply for a slot. Now, you've been in McCarran enough to know it's built for speed. It's built for a lot of flights. It's the biggest freaking airport you've ever seen. They get them in and out. I said, my God, I've heard about that in small ski resorts, but I've never heard about getting a slot in Las Vegas. What's that about? And he said, well, it appears that there's a global warming telethon in Las Vegas, and every private jet on the west of the Mississippi is there. And that stuck in my head. I don't think they take it as seriously as they act. I think it's a bit of a snip. But the simple fact is, if you really believe that in 2057, the city of New York might be underwater, and you could pool your weight on that by not flying privately, you wouldn't do it. So when they do that, I think, well, you know, they're not cataclysmists. I guess they don't really believe it either. So,
well, they're emotionally wrapped up in it. You do a bit in the Spin Stops Here tour where you tell the folks that when you were a little kid, there was global warming, right?
Yeah, it was hot. The sun was hot. And as I say, when I was a kid, I was further away from the sun, albeit by only 2 feet, but I do remember it being hot back then. Listen, I think I have if I was Trump this afternoon, I'd come out in that rose garden, and first I'd talk about the beautiful nature of photosynthesis and stuff like that, and walk amongst the roses. And then if I was Trump, I'd say, listen, I'd like to stay in the Paris Accord, but I want the same deal as China. I want to be in and help, but I don't want to pay. But I get that deal.
And I don't want to have to obey the standards either.
Right.
Until 2055, I want the same deal as China.
Yeah, just say, listen, I'm in. I just want China's deal.
You ought to be in the White House, Miller. I've been seeing you on Turner Classic Movies, and you introduced them now. And one of my favorites, you did a great job introducing Revenge of the Creature, where Clint Eastwood made his movie debut, correct?
I know. It's so funny to see. You know him as obviously the centerpiece, the tentpole of every scene you see him in, and you forget everybody's going to start out somewhere. And he's like a lab technician in the side of the frame. And even at that point, you're thinking, hey, the lab technician appears to have reams more charisma than the leads in this movie. But Turner Classic, it was, you know, it's a big thrill for me. I love the old science fiction films, as I know you do. So I think they were having trouble rounding up somebody to host that thing. And I said, boy, I'm on board. I've collected all those films. So I had an absolute blast. I had to go back and watch 16 of them. And it's all about it's every permutation of creature from ants through tarantulas all the way down to escargot that have been increased in size.
I know, the mole people. I mean, it's just great. So I want to remind everybody that we're going to have Miller on maybe weekly. We'll see if he's up for that. And we are going to do the shows. I want to run them down for everybody. The Westbury shows coming up this month are sold out, both of them. Baltimore on the 22nd of September, Royal Farms Arena. Tampa, Florida at the Amalie Arena on September 23rd. That's Friday and Saturday night. Vegas, Caesars Palace, aforementioned, December 15th. And then Anaheim, California at the Honda Center, big show on Saturday, December 16th. Tickets make fantastic Father's Day gifts. Miller and I are going to be in rare form. No holdbacks. And
got a lot to talk
we're
going to
have a good time.
Lots to talk
now,
about.
Now, you working solo? You zipping around the country? You doing any gigs?
Oh, I go out once in a while, but I'm into denouement management now. You know my theory. This country's in odd shape. I don't want to perform on a college campus anymore. Obviously, that whole thing's gotten so crazy. Yes. Who needs that headache in their life? And by the way, I was watching Zuckerberg, and I think, you know, I thought to myself, God, this guy's just Bernie Sanders with a worse haircut. And, you know, it's like you don't want to go on a college campus. And I don't know, I'm 63 now. I'm enjoying my dotage. I'm working out a little. And I'm reading my ass off.
Wow, working out, Miller.
Yeah,
very
running
impressive.
And I'm reading a lot. And I sit there bemused by the news. But let's face facts. This country is as polarized at 63 as I've ever seen it. You got to wonder every day if you want to get out and get in the middle of that, because it is angry and nasty.
Right.
And I think it's moving towards dangerous, to be honest. But I saw those two guys.
I think somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah,
absolutely.
On the floor of the Texas House. You saw that, right? Or was it the state senate of the House? I guess one guy said, it was a guy in the, for the listeners, I know you know it because you read a lot, but for the listeners, obviously there was a guy in this, you know, the seating at the state senate in Texas, and he had a T-shirt done, said, I'm here illegally, in essence, do something about it. I'm not going anywhere. A guy who was arguing against sanctuary cities looks up and saw the shirt, and he said, let's call ICE. Two other guys came over on the other side of the issue and said, we're going to get you on your way to your car. And then I think the first guy said, I'll shoot you. And I thought, you know, we've edged right up to the precipice. And you know, when people get scared, sometimes mistakes are made. Indeed, you read old Senate stories about people clubbing each other, bludgeoning each other near death with canes and stuff. Something like that's coming, and maybe it'll take something like that for everybody to shock out of it and go, whoa, 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 we've gotten absolutely crazy.
Yeah, they'll, you know, Miller, but they'll blame the other. I got a kick out of the fact that in Montana, when the guy running for Congress who ultimately won, the Republican, whacked out on a reporter who was obviously trying to goad him and had done it before, they all blamed Trump. And then, Trump, he made this guy, this politician, wail on the reporter. And then I said, you know what, there's something to that, because all the great white sharks that are coming down in near your house in Santa Barbara and then into Southern California further south. I don't know whether you know this, Miller, but Trump is made them do that. They're all looking for reporters. They're, you know, all these sharks. It's Trump.
Well,
he
Billy,
made
best,
the sharks.
You best refer to them simply as sharks, because I think you step on eggshells of possible racial accusations when you call them the great white shark. I don't know why you associate the word great with the great white, but I think that they're going to come on down on you for that. Let's face facts. We have raised a generation of kids who are emotional hemophiliacs. Jesus Christ could go onto a college campus next week, change water into wine, and the kids would protest because he had killed microorganisms in the water. It is unbelievable what we've done to these kids who now shout people down they disagree with. Kids don't even realize it at Berkeley, but ironically, they've become the man that people at Berkeley used to protest. And it's all these years of having guys like Bill Ayers in the faculty, administrators who are complete wusses because they're afraid the kids will drum them out of their job. It's unnerving. Let me say that. I used to look at it and be bemused. I can now officially say that I am unnerved that nobody on the left really steps up to that and says, this has got to stop.
I agree.
Crazy.
It's out of control. And I want to steer everybody to my column I wrote on Kathy Griffin today. You can get it on BillO'Reilly.com or TheHill.com. Final question. You're reading a lot. People are going to want to know what you're reading. Got a couple of book recommendations for us?
Let's see. Right now, I am reading a book about Shoeless Joe Jackson. And I am reading...
Yeah, the baseball player who got caught up in a scandal. Yep.
Speak Memory, which is Vladimir Nabokov's autobiography. And he's probably the most brilliant writer that I've ever read. I have trouble keeping up with it. And I'm reading a book about Thomas Nast, the great political cartoonist you remember with Tammany Hall, called
Absolutely.
Thomas
I got
Nast.
A big cartoon of his in my house, an original.
Oh, Billy, that's so funny. Oh, that's right. I collect those too, but you're well off enough that you can buy the actual. I think you actually bought Thomas Nast and he sits somewhere.
Have his shirt. But I do have an original drawing of his.
Well, I have
That's very impressive,
of them, and I'm fascinated by, you know, Billy, he did more to poke Boss. Listen, how's about now we have these ISIS recreation beheadings. There is a way to do that deftly. I don't need everybody to get along with Trump or even agree with him. He's got some rough edges. But say this about Donald Trump. I think his outer voice is an accurate depiction of his inner voice, warts and all. I don't think Hillary Clinton's inner voice and outer voice have ever even met for coffee. But say this, there is a way to go after guys like Trump if you disagree with them. Go back and look at this Nast guy. What he did to Boss Tweed and Tammany Hall was rapier. He's like Scaramouche, for God's sakes. You can do it with a deft touch, and it's more effective. You don't have to hold up the decapitated head of somebody you disagree with, who has an 11-year-old son. And today I see there are even people going after in disbelief that the 11-year-old son would be bothered by that. I thought, my God, this is the backup.
Horrible.
Now I'm going to have former Jeopardy winners Ken Jennings saying that, you know, well, I guess this has traumatized the Baron, like he's poking fun at the kid. I'm thinking, for God's sakes, Ken, he's an 11-year-old kid. It was a disturbing photo. Give him a little space.
Sure.
So, Bill, I don't think we're learning anything at this point. I don't know what
it'll
take.
Not at this point.
I don't know
what
it'll
take. We're into the hysteria zone, so that's where we are. We'll sort it out in the shows. Miller, I appreciate you taking time to talk with me. It's good to hear from you. I haven't talked to the D-Man in a while, but we're going to catch up over the weekend. And
well, say hi to
we'll try to bring him in as much as we can.
beautiful, my friend.
And I'll all right, be good, Miller. See you.